There is something about the West, Western Australia, scoring so well in science, isn't there? And Professor Dora Marinova comes from Curtin University in Perth, and she's here to warn us once more that eating meat has a very high cost. We've heard yet again that one cow drinks 20 litres of water a day, if the drought permits. And would you also believe that over a quarter of the land surface of the earth is given to livestock, more than for wildlife? Dora.
If you want to do something for this planet and its environmental health, the easiest, the quickest and the biggest impact is to cut on meat consumption. Meat consumption is something that Australians love. We are a nation of meat eaters and we also are very proud of it. Unfortunately, we shouldn't be, because high meat consumption has very negative impacts on human health, personal and population health, as well as on the environment in terms of land use, conversion of native forests and native vegetation into pasture lands. Also has huge negative impacts on pollution, land, water, air pollution, including greenhouse gas emissions, on biodiversity loss, water use, the list goes on and on.
It certainly does, and of course the association between red meats and cancer and various other things pretty well established. But they keep saying, when it comes to the other examples you give, that lots of the pasture land is land that would otherwise not be used. So having it for cattle and sheep and others is okay.
Well, what do you mean use? Do native animals and native species use the land? Or is it just us, the humans, that use the land? If you look at what is use of land on the globe at this point of time, 27% of all available land is used in relation to livestock, and that includes the feed that we produce as well as the animals that graze. 26% is what we have left for us native forests, and this, the forests are the lungs of this planet. And if we want to put this into perspective, the built part of the land, and that includes all settlements, tiny villages and big metropolises, is 1%. So that puts into perspective how much land on this planet we are dedicating to livestock. We can do a lot in improving the sustainability of our cities, but if we want to actually have immediate impact on issues in relation to climate change, on biodiversity loss, we should definitely consider human diets and target reduction in animal-based products.
Is there a reduction going on around the world now in the number of animals used and the amount of the land surface being used, and indeed the factory farming that's going on? In other words, are we eating fewer animals or more?
I talk in some of my research about pig beef, which probably happened around 10 years ago, 2007, 2008, where most of the high-income developed countries such as Australia, Canada, US, UK, the European Union, reached the highest per capita beef consumption. However, this has been replaced with chicken. So although we continue to consume high quantities of meat, we no longer eat as much beef, but we eat more chicken. Chicken meat is the one that is associated with antibiotics, high use of antibiotics, and although it has less environmental impact, has more implications, not only in relation to the way antibiotics are used, it's also the fact that we are exploiting and we are raising these animals in conditions that are appalling. So we continue on a global scale. The supply of meat per capita continues to rise faster than the growth of global population. So my answer is, as humanity, as a race, we continue to eat more meat.
What do you think could be the trigger that would reduce that? What is being an effective answer to the kind of problems that you describe?
A lot of the research that we are doing is in relation to people who are Generation Y and Generation Z, the millennials and the centennials. And we actually see a trend in people reducing meat consumption consumption and taking up vegan options, vegetarian options among the younger generation. In many ways, the younger generation is the future and the hope for this planet. So they're more aware, they're more switched off. The people who have interest in vegan diets has increased tremendously in recent months and in recent years. And the people who are more interested in eliminating animal products tend to be more educated, tend to be younger, and tend to be more environmentally conscious. I see a hope because when I started working in this area 10 years ago, nobody was aware. Now there is a much bigger awareness. And the messages are coming both from environmental concerns as well as population health.
And what about the industry?
That's a very big question. The industry, which industry? I should ask back.
Meat industry.
The meat industry is an extremely powerful player with a lot of vested interests, and that's also combined with interests that are coming from the pharmaceutical industry. I mentioned the use of antibiotics. Probably in Australia, around 70% of all antibiotics are used for livestock animals rather than on people. There is a strong vested interest, but at the same time, we see other industries emerging, which are the industries that are providing what we refer to as meat analogs or meat alternatives. And there is a recent example just last week when a new company supplied plant-based steaks in the UK and all the products got sold within one day.
Plants, which sort of plants?
We are talking soybeans, we are talking nuts, we are talking the normal fruit and vegetables. There is a lot of goodness in traditional sources that we all use with plants and vegetables. But there is also the newer ones, which are around processed soys and glutens, and you can even go and expand to fungi and algae. The other thing that is coming, but is still far from now, is the in vitro or clean meat, which is grown in labs, and I know that there is a lot of investment that is going there, but the prices are still unaffordable. So we're much better off sticking with what we know and what we've eaten for millennia than waiting for the in vitro products to come.
Besides that, artificial meat is still very pricey. As she said, Professor Dora Marinova is director of the Curtin University Sustainability Institute.